Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to welcome you to the Live Inner Circle webcast. How are you doing today? Please type it in. Questions to staff. If you're new, you can ask questions. You can interact by just typing in questions to staff. Let's see how you guys are doing. Jim and Sheila, better than phenomenal. Ronald Sweet, great, thank you. Hey, great to meet you and all your boys in Las Vegas. Jim, great to see you at Ziegler. Matthew, coming in loud and clear, Chief. All right, and I see that you are registered for the October conference. I hope that all of you are registered for the October conference so that you can come down and connect with the community and learn how to grow your profits. Michael, oh, hanging in there, sir. If there's anything that we can do to support you, to help you, man, there's so many needs and burdens all over the world, from Puerto Rico to Las Vegas to Texas to Florida. And please let us know anything that we can do. Joe, looking forward to meeting with you in Florida. You're in the greatest place in the whole wide world right now. And in case you're hiding out, I won't tell people where you are, but I'm looking forward to meeting with you. So people on this call probably know where that's going to be. And let's see, John, living the dream. Carl, phenomenally better than good. There you go. Brenda Sell, phenomenal. Let's see. Ron, just barely awesome, holding at magnificent. There you go. There's some assessment there. Okay, Nick and Jamie, can't wait for the conference. I was getting going so fast yesterday. I was meeting with the team. I was meeting with Santiago and Michelle and Victoria, and we got to talking about you guys, and I was like, you know, Jake and Amy. I was trying to get out so much information at one time. Matthew, Chris, good to see you. Jim Rocco, excellent. Did I say Brenda Sell? Brenda Sell Jones, hello. Still trying to get used to that. Let's see. Matt says if he was better, he would write a book. They would write a book. if you were any better, they would write a book about it, right? Okay. All right, Ryan, good. Hey, good to see you on here. Ready for the conference, doing great. Brian Miller, looking forward to meeting with you on that opportunity that we have cooking. Great. Hey, listen, guys and gals, great to have you on today. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take the next step in our program called Phenomenal Productivity, How to Get More Done in Less Time. A few weeks ago, I launched out on this series and I shared from the book Phenomenal Success Stories, The Simple Path from Survival to Significance. And then what we did is we shared that you got to have a dream, because implementation, getting more done in a day's time, has a lot to do with your inspiration level. And so having that dream, having that picture, and then last week, Santiago shared with you how to set your goals. I hope you guys enjoyed that and got a lot out of it. So let me just do a quick review. What we'd like for you to do is we would like for you to get serious about using your planner and having what we call a daily time capsule. And we'd like for you to do that every day before you get out into all the circumstances of the day. Now, last time I showed you, when I was here with you 2 weeks ago, I showed you a drawing from my 2017 planner. And I have planners that go back all the way to probably 2013. And like many of you, I picked up the planner. I looked at it, and as a high D, I saw this writing in there, and I immediately closed it. How many of you had the same experience, right? And there's just writing and writing and writing and writing. Then there's stuff you got to fill in. It's like, no, I ain't got time for that. And when I finally learned how to use the planner, and I finally just made myself sit down and read through, This became like my favorite tool, and I would never ever use any other tool than this. So I'm big on vision, I'm big on inspiration, and so what I do is I put all my drawings and pictures and things like that in the front pages of my planner, because that's what the that's how you keep the dream in front of you. Now this drawing right here is the Ziglar Dream Sheet. We have this dream planner we use at ZLC at Ziglar Legacy Certification, and it starts with the dream sheet. And as you can see over here on the right, that's what I use to do that. Now, the dream is not really exact. It's just, as you can see, under physical, lose weight, consistent workout, use my massage coupons, annual checkups. I think this was maybe Tom's or somebody that teaches ZLC. I don't know whose this was actually, but this is a slide that we use in the goal setting process. And speaking of goals, then that's what you do next is you take your dreams. And by the way, there's another method here is you on page 6 in your planner, you create your dream list, all right? And this is everything that you wanna, that you even think you wanna be, do, or have, and you list those out. Spend some time thinking about where you wanna be. Yesterday on our 777 leadership pod, I took the group through an exercise in which you visualize yourself, you meet yourself, your future self 20 years from now. You have an opportunity to meet that person, get advice, and talk about what you did over the last 20 years. It's a very powerful exercise. And so as you think out 20 years from now, what kind of person do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish? What are all the things that you even think you want to be, do, or have? Don't worry about how ridiculous it might be, how big it might be. Just put it down. And then the next step is to assess where you're at. That's both through the Born to Win personal assessment and the Born to Win business assessment, all that's in your Inner Circle package and all that's on the Inner Circle site. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that, you're going to do your wheel and your planner, and then you're going to list out your goals in your planner. Now, so what you want to do is take each of the items on your dream list and articulate in one sentence why you want to reach that goal. All right. What this will do is this will eliminate those items which are frivolous whims, but leave intact your serious goals and dreams. So how does that happen? Well, if you think about, you know, the why you want to do something, it may not fit your overall dream. It may not fit your overall goal. It may not really fit. It's just like something that you wanted to do, and it might be fun to do, but if you're going to invest time and money and energy, which reaching any dream is going to cost you more, take you longer than you ever thought, and there's going to be more energy involved than what you thought. And so it gives you an opportunity to really get focused on why those dreams and goals are important to you. But what you want to do is you want to break your dreams down into goals. Maybe it's to write a book, maybe it's to get certified in ZLC this year. And these would be 1 year goals, by the way. So you take your dreams and then you start breaking them down into goals. What are some of the goals that you want to reach this year? Maybe there are sales goals for your company. Maybe there are profit goals for your company. Some of the things that I have on my list for 2017 is, of course, sales goals, profit goals, community book proposal accepted, and the why is to make a difference in the world. Now, that happened this year. It happened in March. My proposal was accepted by McGraw-Hill, and that book will be out in January. One of the goals I have down here that I haven't even started on is learn to sail. All right. Now, there's a big why behind that. Spend more time in the Caribbean and share with others, create experiences. So there is a give back associated with that. One of my new dreams is to restore the lighthouse on a little island called Culebrita. And why do I want to do that? Mainly because it's there. What does that have to do with my bigger dreams of impacting more people? Well, we could create some amazing experiences. We could accomplish something really big together. And as Zig said, it's not what you get when you reach your goals, it's who you become. And the worst thing that could happen is we inspire a whole bunch of young Puerto Ricans and we build a lot of phenomenal relationships and do a lot of sailing in the Caribbean. I mean, so that ain't so bad. One of the ones that I had on my list last year, people who have been around for a little while probably heard this story a million times, but I was going to produce my own Caesar salad dressing, and I pursued it. Finally found out that my particular recipe cannot be mass produced. And even though it transformed into a phenomenal business idea that could be a multi-million-dollar business, it's just not in the list of priorities right now. And so I took that off of my list for right now. Maybe you're going to have a health goal here to weigh a certain amount of money. Maybe there's something big, a vacation or a vehicle or something like that, or a home that you want to accomplish. So in my planner, I have here as one of my goals to live at Stallworth from May till October. Well, we finally got in the house. I was down there in most of June, spent most of the summer there, finally got in the house by June. Denise and I are leaving tonight to go back down there. We'll be there for almost the rest of October, all the way up until the conference. So we're getting closer and closer to that goal. All right. Maybe there's some accomplishment, as I mentioned before, to write a book, become a speaker, become a coach, start another business, whatever the case might be. All right. Then what you want to do is you want to use the 7-step goals system that Zig Ziglar created. And I'm sure that Santi went over this with you last week. So step one is to simply identify your goals. And I think that there are in the planner enough room for, let's see, 2, 4, 6 goals. But what you can do is you can just copy that sheet. If you have more goals than that, you can copy that sheet. But what we recommend is that you work on 4 or less goals at one time. In fact, we're going to recommend that you have what we call the phenomenal 4 projects. I'll get to that in just a minute. And the reason is you can't focus on too many things at one time. And what you have to do is identify what your priority is and what the order of accomplishing these goals should be. But just as a quick review from last week, identify your goals. The more clear and measurable your goals are, the more likely that you are to achieve them, and the more measurable they are. So you probably heard of SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relative. Caesar salad dressing isn't relative to my overall goals at this point in time. I have a little business idea behind that. Maybe this is a way that I can inspire young people and they can build a business around this. So it's still an idea. By the way, if you have a lot of ideas like I do, one of the things that I do, I learned from Michelle Prince. I'm sorry, not Michelle Prince. Why am I thinking about Michelle Prince right now? Ellen Rohr. I learned that she uses what's called a master projects list. So if you have a lot of goals, a lot of ideas, you want to have a place where you can park those ideas, because you may want to use those ideas and you may be able to pursue those ideas in the future. See, you can do anything that you want to do. You just can't do everything right now. And those of us that are high D's, we want everything right now done. And we tend to overwhelm ourselves and other people because we have so many ideas. So I was coaching a really high D who is a developer, one of my clients. and he developed subdivisions. So when he's driving around Tennessee, he's looking around, he sees a piece of land, and he's like, you know, I'd like to put a subdivision there. So he goes and buys the land and then starts developing it. And he's got all these projects going at one time, and his staff is going nuts, right? So I'm trying to coach him and get him focused. And I said, look, why don't you create a master projects list? In fact, he had a whiteboard in his office. I said, you can even just park them right here. Go buy the land so that you have it. But question, if you buy the land, do you have to develop it right now? No. But I'm excited. I can't wait to get started. All right, I understand that. But the fact is that you're driving everybody nuts, right? He knows it. And so he said, you know, that's a great idea. And so he starts just parking these ideas, buy the land, and then park the idea, develop this property, create this kind of subdivision, da 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 da. And you have a place to park those ideas. All right. So SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and time sensitive, which you'll see in just a minute. Step two, I think, is a very important point. And if Santi covered all this last week, just keep this in mind. Repetition is the mother of learning. All right. So step two is my benefits from reaching this goal. We're coming back to inspiration. We're coming back to desire. We're coming back to understanding the why behind what you do. What are the benefits of reaching that goal? This area right here, that picture of an inspiring picture, that's what should be right here. What are the benefits of reaching that goal? That's what gives you the energy to implement. All right. Step three. See, most people go from one and they don't clearly define it. They go straight to step three. Oh, well, the problem is, can't do that because there are going to be major obstacles and mountains to climb to reach this goal. That's just the way that it is. You know, it's just the way that it is. You're always going to have difficulties. You're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have problems. You just are. We have a course coming up in Ziegler called Two Chairs with Bob Bodine. And one of the things that Bob Bodine says in Two Chairs, he says, you're either about to get in trouble, you're just coming out of trouble, or you're in trouble right now. Trouble is coming, or you're just getting out of trouble, or you're in trouble right now. In this world, you will have trouble. You just will. And you're going to have to learn some things. You're going to have to go through some difficulties. But how many of you know that when you go through those difficulties, when you go through those trials, what happens is you become a better person? Again, when you reach for your goals, it's not what you get, it's who you become. All right. Step four, skills or knowledge required to reach this goal. Many of you have a goal of growing your business, growing a team, growing your profits, growing your sales. Well, the fact is that you've got to get on there and learn marketing. You've got to learn leadership. There's skills, there's knowledge, there's training that you need to go through in order to do that. If you want to write a book, guess what? You got to figure out how to write a book. You've got to figure out and have the skill of writing, have some knowledge about how do you publish that book. How do you write that book? What are the skills that you need? What's the knowledge that you need? All right, to reach that goal. Step five, individuals, groups, companies, and organizations to work with to reach this goal. I'm going to tell you something right now that step five has absolutely changed my life. The greatest life lesson that I've learned is to get around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do. And the first industry that I started in, when I became highly successful in my business, I can point back to the step that I took, which was step five. I made a decision that I'm going to know everything that there is to know about that business. That's a tall order. I'm going to know everything technically, that I need to know. I'm going to know everything about building the business. And I started going to seminars. I started going to training. I started going to groups. I developed groups. I created groups. I went to companies that were already doing what I wanted to do. I went to people who were already doing what I wanted to do. I joined organizations. And I just built a huge, huge network. And I educated myself. And I got help. I got experts to come in and show me what to do. I hired people to come in and train my team. And then I learned from them. And then we implemented their systems. And I've continued to do that. Speaking of Elan Roar, my company was in debt. And do you think that that was on my goal sheet to be in debt and have an unprofitable business? No, I don't think so. But I didn't get intentional. I didn't get focused about building those profits until the pain got great enough. You see, sometimes we have to experience some pain before we change. People only change through inspiration or desperation. The problem with desperation is that we usually only do enough to get out of that comfort zone, or into the comfort zone, I should say. Desperation is outside the comfort zone, but we've got to swing it all the way to the other side to where we're so inspired, we're so hopeful, we're so inspired. And the only way to do that is to have a community of people around you. This is what the inner circle is all about. It's inspiration to implementation. We're going to implement because when you do come across problems and challenges, you're going to be able to meet with people that are going to say, okay, why don't you try this? Or, I went through that before. Here's what you need to do. Or, hey, listen, stick with it. You can do this. You're better than that. And give you some encouragement. We need support. We need encouragement. We need accountability. And we need groups and people to work with to make that happen. So desperation, what happens is when once we get out of the desperation zone into the comfort zone, we relax. We got to push through to where we have a vision. See, dream comes first, then comes goals. And the only way we're going to get to where it is that we want to go, we're not going to get there by ourselves. See, we're going to get there working with other people who have already done what it is that we want to do. All right. Step six, we have to have a plan of action to reach this goal. So here's what you want to do. You want to have the end result in mind. And one of the programs I teach is called The One Thing by Gary Keller. And that's a book that I highly recommend. It's a training program that we do in the inner circle from time to time. And it's all about staying focused. And they have a goal setting to the now program. And I've used this before I even knew the name of it. I've used this many, many times over the years. So you take a look and say, all right, the end result is, let's just say for simplicity, let's say that you wanted to save $50,000. I'm just throwing out a name. Let's say if you wanted to save $50,000, okay? So what you would do is then you would say if you want to do that in 5 years, then you would break that down, say 10,000 a year. How much would I need to save every month? How much would I need to save every week? How much would I need to save every day? And you have that figure and you have a daily goal. This is really what this is all about, is goal setting to the now that every single day you're getting in your daily time capsule with your planner and you are plotting it out. You're taking action every single day. You have to implement. So we go all the way from 5 years out down to what we have to do now. All right. We have a 3-year goal. Break that down to a 1-year goal. Break that down to a monthly goal. Break that down to a weekly goal. And then break that down to a today goal. That's how you create a plan of action. And as we get to our projects here in just a second and planning out your week, you'll see how that works. And then step seven, of course, is a completion date. We recommend that you really work. You want to have 1-year goals, but you really work in a 90-day 90-day rhythm. All right. The reason that you want to do that is because 90 days is enough time to accomplish a goal. It's enough time to create a really solid system. But it's not so far out that a whole lot of things, would change. One of the challenges that I think many business owners have is there's a lot of chaos, there's a lot of things that happen, and we use those things as excuses to not do what we need to do. Oh, well, this happened or that happened. Well, let me ask you a question. If you sat down and thought about your life and your business over the last 5 years, could you probably have anticipated those problems to arise? Absolutely. That's one of the reasons you want to do a daily time capsule, because I know that once I get up from my daily time capsule, I start getting out in the world and interacting with people, that there's all kinds of requests and challenges and things like this. And this is why it's so important to build a team to handle the things that need to be handled, because you cannot do everything yourself. You see, if you remember that org chart, if you remember when you first came into the inner circle and I showed you that org chart where there's director, manager, and implementer, you can't do everything. And so you want to hire people who can do simple tasks for you that take more and more off of your plate. I'm sitting right here right now, and behind me is Michelle and Victoria. I could not imagine having to do everything that they do plus what I do. There's just no way. So you're going to be limited in your growth if you don't have people. In fact, in step five, this is where you want to put down the team that you're going to need. This is where you want to think about your org chart. This is where you want to think about, the dream team that you need to build, right? And so the thing is that things happen, trouble does come, but the more focused, the more organized we are, the more support that we have, the more people that we have in place, and the more structured you are, and the more support you have around you, then the team can take on any of the things that happen. The thing is that 90% of what happens in your business is predictable. 90% of what happens in your business is predictable, maybe 95%. But what happens is, let me give you an example. If I hire the wrong person, you can pretty much predict that they're not going to perform. So there's no big issue there. Did I hire the right person? Did I train that person? Did I give them a good system? And we all struggle to one degree or another. The better we do with that, the better, the more successful we are. Okay. So this is why those systems are so important, is to create a structure to absorb everything that happens on a daily basis. But you want to have a completion date. I like working in 90-day chunks, because it gives me enough time to make some things happen. But not so much time that everybody's going to forget about the goal, forget about the project, and get totally distracted. All right. So there are qu three questions to ask yourself. What you're going to do is you're going to take your goals now, and you're going to transform those into projects, and then you're going to transfer them into your planner. Okay. So the question is, what's going to have the biggest impact on your business in the next 90 days? Question number two, what's going to have the biggest impact on your personal life in the next 90 days? That's what's going to give you what your focus area should be. So let's look at a couple of examples. If you look at your personal wheel assessment, your business wheel assessment, the reason that that tool is so important, the reason I started with the Phenomenal Success Stories book, is because those assessments are in there. We talk about assessing where you are. If you have a goal, this is where I want to go. You need to know where you're at, and those assessments are very powerful. So I can look at my business and I can say, well, I'm not profitable, or I don't know if I'm profitable. I've got cash flow issues or whatever. Well, the thing is that if you're not making money in your business, then you're not going to be able to hire people. You're not going to be able to invest in marketing. So that's why profit is so important. That's why we're spending an entire conference on focusing on how to make money and how to increase profits. Maybe you need to build a team. This is what happened with Gary Keller, and the one thing is he realized that his one thing was he needed to step down as CEO, and he needed to hire a CEO, and he needed to hire actually 14 people. So that became his one thing. And once he did that, his company began to grow 40% year upon year, and they sustained that growth for a decade and became the largest residential real estate company in the US, probably in the world. All right. What will have the biggest impact on my personal life in the next 90 days? What area do I need to focus on? Well, there's a lot of ways to think about this. If I'm not healthy, then what can I do? If I don't have a good relationship with God, then how does that affect my life? If I don't have a good relationship with my wife or your spouse, then, you know, what effect is that going to have on your life, you see? And so we have to think about what can we focus on? What should your focus areas be over the next 90 days to get moving in the right direction? All right. So this week is, today's session is really all about how to plan your week successfully. And what happens is it starts with your Phenomenal Four projects. And here's the way I use the Ziegler planner. Listen to me very closely. Everybody that I know uses the Ziegler planner a little bit different than the next person. Zig had a way that he used it. I have a way that I use it. Evan, who's the president of Ziegler, this Jardins will be here next week. And this guy has used this planner as like the number one tool. He uses it differently than I do. Second thing I want you to know is you do not have to use the planner as your calendar, all right? The biggest thing that you want to use your planner for is focus, implementation, and tracking, all right? That's called get fit. The way that you overcome FTI is by getting fit. Focus, implement, track. The planner is the tool you want to use to stay focused, continue to implement, and to continue to track. Because when you track what you did, what your outcome was, you have a whole year of record. This is why it's called the personal performance record, is because now you have a record of everything that you did and what you accomplished. And you can go back. I love going back to my planners, going back to 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2000, and then in 2018, I'll be able to go back to 2017. So I can go back to this week of last year, year before that, year before that, year before that, and see exactly what I was thinking about, exactly what I was working on. Very important, tracking. And that whole idea of reflecting and thinking about where you've been, what you've done, what you accomplished is so important for personal productivity. So here's what I do. What I do is up on the left top corner of the planner right here is I put my Phenomenal Four projects for my business. That's what I personally do. All right. And then in this section here, you may use that as your action list. I do most of that electronically, but I'll sometimes use it. I use my planner mostly for staying focused and getting an overview of everything and then tracking and reflecting. All right. Now, what I will do is I'll put my major appointments right here Like for example, let's go to today. I won't put every single phone call, every single meeting necessarily, but I'll have on there my Inner Circle webcast, any of the major events that I'm doing like that. I'm doing a Facebook Live for Ziglar today. That's on there. And then I do have some consultations this afternoon. I've got an interview today. And so I have all those, and I have a flight today. So I have all those on my action list for the day. Now, you may use a computer calendar, which I do as well, but it just gives me, I can put all those out there, and I can get a preview of my week, which is very important. Here's what it actually looks like. This is from probably last year. I was teaching this at the Destined Dream Retreat last year. So this is probably August of 2016, maybe, something like that. I was writing the Phenomenal Success Stories book, and I just finished the manuscript and uploaded it to the publisher. I had finished the actual, this must have been last year, the proposal for McGraw Hill for my community book. Finished a proposal, or that was my goal, is to get that uploaded that week. That was the project that I was working on, is get that manuscript uploaded and get it ready to be uploaded to the publisher, and then to get my community book proposal done. That was my, those were my projects, I should say. All right. And I was also working on a book called Phenomenal Love, which I never decided to publish. Maybe I will in the future. And last year we were working on a new pod system for our small group. So those were my four projects right there. Now, what I do over here on the right-hand side is the way that I use this section. And before I tell you that, here's how Zig did it. Zig would set weekly goals, and then every day on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he would put what activity, if any, he did on those days for that goal. Does that make sense? So he would use those two lines there. Okay. I use it a little bit differently. And you can see how Zig used it, because if you'll take the time, and please take the time to read through and understand the system, understand how Zig used it, you're going to get a perspective from me. You're going to get a perspective from Evan. And what I do with this right-hand side over here is it says make today worth remembering. So what I do is I put the highlights of the week. Sometimes it's full, and sometimes it goes all the way down here. And sometimes it's just simple. I met with a client, great meeting with a client. I finished that manuscript and the cover and everything, did complete that particular goal that week. This proposal was an ongoing project. This book is still an ongoing project. Decided to take that one off my list because I didn't feel like I was, once I got into it, that I was ready. We completed that pod system. It's different today than it was a few years ago. All right. Okay, perfect. So now over here, if you want to put your action items, the things that you want to do, you'll hear more about that from Evan next week, and then a general outline of your upcoming week, what your the highlight. This doesn't mean that it encompasses everything that you're going to do. I keep an action list on my computer. One of my favorite areas of the entire planner is on the bottom of the page, where it says personal performance record. Now, as you can see, there are eight areas that you either check off or you put a plus or a minus. So if I did something physical, if I exercised, then I check off physical. If I read some out of a book and took in some knowledge, then I'll check off mental. If I felt like I was the person I needed to be, that's always debatable, isn't it? But if I prayed and I read scripture, then I'll usually check that off. Unless I got like really angry with somebody or something like that. But according to Michelle, she's only seen me angry 3 times in 10 years. And yesterday I was angry and I told her, and she said, "We can't tell." So maybe you get angry more than what we know. Recreation. Did I ride my bike? Did I play basketball? Did I go to the beach? Family. I checked that one off only when Denise is with me. So that's my, and you can judge these any way that you want. You know, did you make that input? Did you make that a priority that day? Now, if I'm traveling, even if I talk to Denise on the phone, I don't check that off. I was in Destin with Christian a year or so ago on the beach, my son Christian, and I said, I like, you know, I like to have deep conversations, right? So I was like, "Christian, do you think I'm a good husband?" And he goes, "You're gone a lot, Dad." I said, "That wasn't the question. What do you feel like I'm a good husband to your mom?" "You're gone a lot, Dad." I was like, "Okay, talk to me." So I was able to go back to my planner and I literally was able to check off and count off all these check marks here of when Denise and I were together, when I was home or she was with me. That's when I check it off. And I was able to get an accurate measure on that. Now Denise is retired. She travels with me a lot, so that's a good thing. So I get to check that off more than normal. Career. Did you work on your business? Did you work on, did you do your projects? Did you work on your projects today? Social. Did you get out and actually see some human beings? And then financial. That doesn't necessarily mean to me that I'm always doing stuff to build my business and improve my financial goals and all of that. And so since I do well financially, then I typically check that off every day. Are you doing good financially? Are you making some effort toward improving your financial position? All right. Now notice also right here in this little green line right there, there's an area for you to put physical activity. So whatever physical I did, then I put that there. In this particular case, we were in Italy, so I would walk. We were staying at this Tuscan castle, and there was a long, long driveway and then a road that went all the way down to the highway. And I don't know, it's probably a mile long or more. And so every day I walked that driveway and back. And then on this day here, a group of us walked down there into a vineyard that was close by. So if you rode your bike, if you swam, if you went to the gym or whatever the case might be, you'll put that there. All right. Now, here's a great process to get focused on what you need to put your attention to. What you need to focus on. In fact, this is called the focusing question. It comes from the one thing, and it gives you a way of focusing in each area of your life. So the focusing question is, what's the one thing I can do that such by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? What's the one thing in each of these areas I can do such that by doing it, everything else will be either easier or unnecessary? Key point is something that I can do. Not a whole bunch of things, one thing that I can do. Not what somebody else is going to do, not what circumstances, the weather, or the government, or anybody else, a vendor, a customer, a prospect, an employee. What's the one thing I can do such that by keyword doing it, implementing it, Everything else will be either easier or unnecessary. So I probably haven't said this yet, so I'll go ahead and say it. May I ask you a question? What's the one thing you can do for your spiritual life such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? I'll let you answer that one for yourself. What's the one thing you can do for your physical health such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Well, let's throw out one example there. If I eat well, then if I eat healthy, then there's going to be a whole bunch of other things that are going to be easier or unnecessary. I'll have more energy. I will avoid maybe having a heart attack and having to be in the hospital and be on medication. Makes things easier and some things unnecessary. What's the one thing that I can do for my personal life such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? That one's easy for me. Go to the beach. What's the one thing I can do for my key relationships? Family, team. You know, I have to learn this lesson over and over and over again. I guess I'm a slow learner, but leadership is effectively communicating your vision. And I tend to leave people alone that are doing a great job. And sometimes they feel like the reason that I don't interact with them is because I don't care about them or whatever. And that's not the case, but I have to go back and say, no, wait a minute. You got to spend time with everybody that you lead. And the fact is that in the One Thing training, Gary Keller makes it clear that you cannot effectively lead more than about 5 to 7 people personally. This is why you have to have a manager. This is why you have to have managers or people in your business that can help you to lead and manage. What's the one thing I can do for my job? What's the one thing I can do for my business? What's the one thing I can do for my finances? And so then you take one of these and you drill down even further. So for example, what's the one thing I can do for my finances? Make a profit in my business. What's the one thing I can do to increase my profits? We look at that. Can't really cut in cost of goods sold. Can't really cut in expenses without hurting the business. What's left? Increase sales. What's the one thing I can do to increase sales such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or unnecessary? Maybe it's upsell. Maybe it's increase my price. Maybe it's do me more referral marketing, you see. So the thing is that you can keep drilling down, keep drilling down. What's the one thing I can do to increase my prices? Increase value. What's the one thing I can do to increase value? Create a better experience. What's the one thing I can do to create a better experience? So you get the drift. You can really drill down on the one thing. I want to remind each and every one of you of the four keys to overcome FTI. Number one is inspiration. Give yourselves a big hand clap for being on here today, because when you are exposed to information, other people, you get inspired. What one man can do, another can do. If this person can, they can do that. And these kinds of teachings, when you come to conference, when you study a module, when you read a book, when you listen to Zig Ziglar, when you listen to an audio program, you listen to case studies, you listen to autobiographies, you begin to see a vision. You begin to see, hey, I can do this. If that person can do it, I can do it. The possibilities begin to emerge. Number two is organization. And this is what this planner is all about. This is the planner man right there, Evan. He'll be with you next week. And This planner, I promise, will be a phenomenal tool for you. Bring your planner to the conference and get with your coach, get with Santi, get with Rick, get with myself, get with Evan, get with some of the Ziglar people that'll be here, and show them your planner. Ask questions. All right. Number three is training. And of course, I want to remind each one of you that we have six different courses on the Inner Circle website where whatever training you or your team needs, it is there for you. The more that you know about something, the more confident you are, the more skilled you are, then the more you're going to implement. And then finally is community, where you have the support, the encouragement, and the accountability to do the things that you need to do. And that's why I want to make sure that all of you strongly consider being at the next conference, not just because we're having Mike Michalowicz, who wrote Profit First, not just because we're having Ellen Rohr, who's going to teach you how to make more money, not because I'm going to be there and show you how to make more money, not because Michelle Prince is going to be there to share with you how to build a more profitable platform, not just because Tom Ziglar and all of Ziglar is going to be there. Those are all great reasons. But the community, the people that you get around that are there to support you, to encourage you, and to help you be accountable to become the person, the business owner, the leader that you want to be, is why you want to be there. All right. So be sure to sign up as an Inner Circle member. You don't pay the same rate as everybody else. You have a member rate that you can pay. And all we charge really for this is to make sure that we can cover the room and cover the food, because we know how valuable it is to bring you together. Also, another thing that we have coming up, we have some slots open still for our November Ziglar Legacy Certification Program. If you have ever thought about becoming a Ziglar Legacy certified trainer, or you want to install the Ziglar philosophy in your business, or you want to simply immerse yourself in the greatest personal development program on earth, then let us know that you want information on ZLC. In fact, if you'd like to have more information on ZLC, if you think that you would like to do this, you want more information on it, just type in ZLC into the questions for staff right now, and we will contact you. I will be there. Brenda Sell Jones will be there. Mr. Rick Jones will be there. And Tom Ziglar will be there. Julie Ziglar will be there. And Kanya will be there. And as a business owner, what you're going to learn is that you're going to be able to develop yourself. And the most important thing that you can do for your team is to help them develop themselves. All right. So if you're interested in ZLC, just type in ZLC right now in the questions for staff, and we will reach out to you. All right. Okay. Let's see. Next week, Evan Desjardins, the president of Ziglar, he came into Inner Circle. Actually, he started at ZLC. He met me at ZLC. Got in Inner Circle, increased his business $500,000 in the first 12 months, increased his profits by $158,000. He was really mad at me the second year because he had to pay a lot of taxes. But then in the third year, he got his business turnkey, and that's how he's able to become the president of Ziglar. Next week, he's going to share with you how he uses the planner. He's got a phenomenal program on that. He'll be with you live next week. I'm doing some training. Santiago and I are being trained by Dr. Robert Rome, and Sherry Perry as well, on called Speakers Boot Camp. So we're going to be trained by Dr. Robert Rome, who is the world authority on the DISC model of human behavior. All right, before I take questions, let's see. I've got, all right, let me get Mr. Rick Jones and Mr. Santiago on the line. And then I will, if you have questions for me, you can go ahead and start typing them in now. Mr. Rick Jones, are you on the line?
Roll Tide, brother.
Roll Tide. All right. Is the tide rolling, sir?
66-3 the other night. I would say that is called success.
Woo!
Anyhow, you said something very important a while ago, among other things. If this person can do it, I can. You
Yes.
know, that had a major impact on my life when I started seeing people that I knew having great success, and I would look at what they did, and I'd say, well, I think I can do that. And I started out on the path to do that. And there was a survey recently. It was taken by a lot of over asking employees what was the single trait that they wanted most from their leader. And that trait was to lead by example. And as I thought about that, the most valuable thing that we can give to others is a good example. That's what I saw people do for me. Maxwell says that leadership is more caught than taught. They don't pay attention to much what we say, but what we do. So what if, as a leader, we started each day with a time capsule, like you've been teaching, using a Ziegler performance planner or at least something similar to it, a day with direction? Because Zig says that direction, when you have direction in your life, that direction literally creates time. And when others see a leader set the right example, they gravitate to that leader because they see that person as someone who has answers. Leaders are supposed to have answers. They are supposed to set the example and then teach others. So I'm sitting here thinking, as you're teaching this, what if we as leaders taught our employees, not only set the example, but taught our employees to how to have a daily time capsule, how to
Love
set
that.
goals, have direction, what would happen in their life if we did that, and what kind of impact could that have on them and your business?
Love that.
What a gift to give to your employees, a Ziegler planner. Wow. And if you want to know how to use it, in the book Top Performance, of course, Zig gives the instructions in the Ziegler planner, but he said that one of his favorite things to do was to sit there each morning quietly, thinking through a planned project, right, or agenda, and wrestling with the best and most creative ways to handle an opportunity. He didn't call them problems. He looked at them as opportunities. Reading scriptures, reading books, inspirational messages. He said the first few minutes are the toughest. The temptation to get up and move around is sometimes overwhelming, he said. But I can assure you that if you will quietly sit there, some very creative and inspiring thoughts and ideas will be yours by the time you rise. If we as leaders set that kind of example every day, teach it to our employees, wow, what could happen to our business and to our lives?
Wow. Hey, speaking of that, we found out something yesterday on our 777 leadership call is that Mr. Rick Jones is going to do a 6-week program, leadership program for us. Yay! So excited about that. And we're looking at developing something under top performance. So looking forward to that.
So do
Thank
I.
you, sir.
All right, you bet.
Hey, boss. Santi.
What's going on? Hey, I just have a quick question for everybody on the call. How
Okay.
many of you want to be more successful?
Can you help us with the hard ones, Santi?
Right? I think that if we all were really to think about that simple question, we would all say, well, me, I want to be more successful, right? And when we ask ourselves, okay, so how do we become more successful? we start thinking, well, are there successful people that I can learn from them and things that they're doing? And, you know, every single time that we ask about who do you find somebody that is successful, you know, I always think of Zig first and I think of you second, Howard, right? And as I'm starting to think about all these things, why is that, right? Well, we think of the lives, the life that you lead, the life that that Zig led, his family, the legacy, everything that was left behind, everything that continues on to this day. And so I get it. Okay, cool. I want to be more like them. When people meet Jim, when people meet Zig, they would say, I want to be just like you. And then, you know, Zig would tell them, you'll never be like me. But of course, because he wanted them to be themselves. The thing about it is, what if we just started to learn the habits that successful people have? At the end of the day, all of these things that we're talking about right here are very simple. But just because they're simple, that makes them very difficult as well to stay on track, to keep doing it every single day. So then it brings me to what Jim Rohn used to say. That's why I had Jim in my mind. He would say, you know, at the end of the day, your day will either applaud you or it will prod you. And this is why I love the idea of the Ziglar Performance Planner, because look, you have a daily accountability tool right there sitting in front of you. And every single person on this call has one. Howard shared exactly how he uses it. And next week, we're going to be able to see a different way to use it. And it's a tool that helps us to practice these habits. But then, okay, so I get it. We start working through that. We start using the planner. We start understanding the different habits and putting that into practice in our lives. And then we look at the last part of it. And I always think about Zig talking about this, talking to Tom Ziglar when he wanted to go on that trip to Australia. And at that time, he wanted to do something else with his life. And Zig just looking at him and saying, is that going to get you closer or further away from your goals? When you start thinking about that, what if we, in that quiet time in the morning, when we're reviewing our calendar, when we're reviewing our action list, when we're reviewing our top four projects, and we're going through those three very important questions that Howard put on the screen, and we say, will doing this help me get closer or further away from my goals? Ask yourself that question every single day, and sometimes several times a day, to make sure that you're heading in the right direction.
Beautiful, beautiful, Santi. I am so, look, hey guys, look at this screen right here. Look at these two gentlemen. I can't think of two finer gentlemen in the whole wide world. Santi, I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you, Howard. Me too.
And your grandfather, Rick Jones. Gary Perry.
Hey, let's get a little girl engine going on here. I got this. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Howard, I just want to say that this is such an important topic, and I am so excited to be talking about this on the pods this week. You made a comment real early in the presentation that said this is how you get your energy to implement. And a lot of times as business owners, we are overwhelmed by a massive to-do list, by so many things coming at us, by being in so many different places on our org charts. But to get the energy to implement, we got to slow down. We got to start each day like what you're talking about to get that, you know, the option of working out of inspiration or desperation. And inspiration sounds so much better to me. I was reading in Mr. Ziglar's book called Like Zig Ziglar's Lifters. If you don't have it, you should grab it because it's just a great little motivator. And Lord knows today we need a lot of motivation. And on page 46, it says, dreamers have had and will always have a huge impact on mankind, but only if in those wide awake hours they work and use their creative imagination to make those dreams a reality. And that's what you're talking about here. You're talking about a planned and intentional approach. And we're going to really peel it open this week on the pod. So thank you so much. Excellent.
Thank you, Sherry. And I want to encourage each and every one of you to have a weekly accountability. I will close with a statistic from The One Thing. This is based on research that individuals with written goals are 39% more likely to reach those goals. So write those goals down in your planner. Look at them every day. Individuals with written goals and weekly accountability are 79% more likely to reach those goals. Yes or yes? Okay. All right. What questions do you all have for me or for the team? Let's see here. The three questions that Santi talked about, I don't know which questions those are.
I think you had three questions up in your presentation earlier. Maybe those are the three questions they were talking about.
Howard, the 90 days.
Oh, yeah. I can show you that. Let me see. Let me find it. Right there. Okay, next question, please.
Hey, Howard, I have a question. Let's say that you're doing everything, and you're struggling. What is the one thing that you do when there's so many things coming at you as a business owner, maybe back in the day when you were a bit more involved in the businesses? What's the one or two things that you do that really help you stay intentional and focused about this time capsule?
Well, I think the time that you do it is important. Like when I was going down to my shop every day, I had to be down there at 7:30. And I'm already a morning person, so it wasn't as big of a problem for me. But I just made sure that I did that to stay focused. And I think it's even more important to stay focused and grounded when you have that kind of reality. And that's a reality for so many businesses right now. I had a gentleman in our Ziegler Business Owner Boot Camp last week, and he wrote down, "I am tired, I am overwhelmed, I am this, I am that." You know, and he's got a huge business. And I think it's more important then. And so I think this is why the desire level has to be so high, is because you will only take extraordinary action, like getting up an hour early, taking that time to focus, knowing that you have all this stuff that needs to be done. It's like the old story of sharpening the saw. You know, you have two lumberjacks in the woods. You know, one guy is coming in later and leaving earlier, but he's cutting down more trees. The guy who's showing up early and work until dark and just working, you know, is not cutting down as many trees. And so he goes over to check on the other guy and find out how he's doing it. And the guy spent a lot of time sharpening his saw, and he got more done. You're going to get more done by being focused and being intentional and being purposeful rather than just jumping out in the day. It seems counterintuitive, but it's true.
Hey, Howard.
Yeah.
If I may hitchhike on that, in the book Top Performance, Zig said that efficiency is doing things right. Effectiveness is doing the right things. And the answer to most problems is prioritizing. And that's what you just gave credence to.
Absolutely. Okay, next question, Elena. When can we expect to get our planner in the mail, or do I need to order? Yes, you will get a planner. Now, wait a minute. I think you guys got your package at Ziegler. There should have been a planner in there. So if you'll check that blue Ziegler bag that you got, there should be a planner in there. And please let our office know. Support at howardpartridge.com or 281-634-0404. If you need to purchase a planner, anybody else that needs to purchase one, support at howardpartridge.com or 281-634-0404. Thank you guys so much. We're going to close there. I'm Howard Partridge. My passion is your better than phenomenal success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.